We are learning now the fourth parak from Masechta Zvachim, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah discusses, as we will be learning in the famous fifth parak, which we say every morning during Karbanos, that there are certain sacrifices that we sprinkle on the Mizbeach two times, sometimes four, specifically referring to a chatas, a sin offering. And the question is, what if one would only sprinkle one time? Is that sufficient? Obviously, the mitzvah is to do it as prescribed. However, is a ma'akev if one would only do it, let's say, one time, one sprinkling. So in this we have a dispute, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai omrim kol hanitonin al mizbech achitzoin. Anytime there's an obligation to sprinkle on the outer altar, she'im netonin matan achas. If you would have sprinkled just one time, then kiper, then in fact, the kapara of the atonement has been met, which means that the carbon is kosher and everything is fine. Whatever happens after that doesn't matter. However, when it comes to a chatas, in which you see that it's necessary to sprinkle it on all four corners for whatever reason, we'll get to that in next parak. So there he requires that it must be sprinkled at least two times. If it was sprinkled only once for the chatas offering, then that's not enough. Beis Hillel omrim no. Beis Hillel says that avchatas shenitana matana achas kaper. He says that there's no difference, even though in truth a chatas we do require more sprinkling of dam on the mizbeach for, but nonetheless, as long as it was done once, just like all the other sacrifices, if that was done, so at least the zrika was done, that's sufficient. Lefikach, therefore, concludes the Mishnah. Im nosan es harishona kitikuna. If let's say that the first time was sprinkled was done properly, as we've been learning for numerous Mishnahs prior to this, it's also not only the action, but it's also the thought process, the machshava. The person has an improper thought during certain parts of the avoda and invalidates the service. But as long as you had the proper thought when it came to the sprinkling of the blood, at least the first time, that's a shniyah chutz l'zmana kiper. Even if the second time you sprinkle it, you had the intention that the carbon should be consumed outside of its proper time, kiper, still the carbon is perfectly fine, because it makes sense. If, after all, you fulfill the mitzvah by doing it the first time, so therefore what you do afterwards shouldn't invalidate it anymore. And then nasan es rishon chutz l'zmana v'es hashni chutz l'mkoma pigu v'chayav v'nolav kares. Therefore, if the very first time that you had the sprinkling done, you had the intention of sprinkling outside of the proper time, then certainly in that situation the carbon would be considered pigul and this improper thought, and therefore anyone who would eat it would be chayiv, would be obligated the punishment of kares.